For Patriots Game Day Live, I'm Bob Soucy, along with linebacker James Morris, who's been the team's leading tackler this preseason. And James, of course, you now get ready for the preseason finale against the New York Giants. How much have you relished the opportunity you've had, and how pleased are you with what you've put out on tape and out on the field thus far?
It's been a really great opportunity to play this preseason. I'm really appreciative of that. But at the same time, I know I need to improve as a player, so definitely not satisfied, just trying to get better every day.
What's the sense right now? These are the final days of the preseason. As we know, the roster will soon be cut down to 53. How do guys go about their business and focus on really what's important in this game?
It's definitely part of the reality of the NFL, but I have no control over it. Very few players have any say over what the final roster is going to be, so it's not something you really focus on. You just try to focus on sort of your job and what you can do your job to the best of your ability.
You played collegiately for a coach who was once on Bill Belichick's staff, Kirk Ferentz. Bill said of you recently, you're a typical Iowa kid, dependable, consistent. What do those words mean to you, and how do you define what a typical Iowa kid is from your own experience?
Yeah, I think Coach maybe said it best, and those are two things that I try to be, amongst other things, and, I'm going to continue to try and do that, and, hopefully that'll lead to success.
James, you've had a long road to recovery to get to this point. You've had injury problems in the past. Now that you stand on the threshold of your final preseason game, I know you don't want to look back, but to consider what it's taken to get to this point, how does that shape your perspective looking forward?
I think it kind of goes back to the first question you asked. You're just really appreciative of the opportunities you get because, one, you don't know, sort of when they're going to be taken away from you, and two, a lot of work goes into preparing, to play well in a football game. So, it's something I definitely, appreciate and try to, make the most of when I get the opportunity.
I think it's the numbers and the effort reflect, including a forced turnover against the Saints. You've made the most of them thus far. All the best against the Giants. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, thanks, yes.
James Morris, again, linebacker for the Patriots, getting ready for the New York Giants and for Game Day Live as we look ahead to this preseason finale. We don't expect a lot of the so-called regulars to get significant reps, if any at all, this evening, but still there are guys who are vying for roster jobs. And you look at the back end of the roster, certainly who's out there on special teams will be perhaps a signal as to who will make the team come the final roster cut down to 53. Beyond that, we're looking forward to seeing Ryan Lindley, a quarterback, of course. He joined the Patriots relatively late. The former Arizona Cardinal started in the playoffs last year, hasn't had an opportunity in game action. Tonight, he gets his chance. He's shopping for a job, perhaps with the Patriots or one of the other 31 teams in the NFL. And finally, you look at the way this team has come together thus far this preseason. Two come-from-behind wins. Steven Gostkowski's been terrific. Ryan Allen's been very good as the place kicker and the punter, respectively. But we go back to special teams, and this is an organization that's always prided itself on being sound in every aspect. This, again, is the last impression for the preseason before the season kicks off on September 10th, and you'll want to see a crisp performance, even with a lot of different parts being mixed and matched out there. For Patriots Game Day Live, I'm Bob Soucy.